Hey everyone. This episode of Busted Stuff originally premiered on Spotify in February 2020, so some of the content may feel slightly out of place. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy.
I think the mics work, or your mic works at least.
Okay, that's good.
They'll just hear your half of it, and that's it. But
nice. Is this how we started the podcast?
It's interesting.
This should be how we start like the radio bit, and maybe we should like start the podcast. Like,
no, this is the podcast.
This is?
Yeah, this is it, and it's only you talking.
What?
Because this happens a lot, actually. Sometimes
what's going on?
Just my mic doesn't work, but your mic.
So
in the recording it's fine, but live, it just sounds like you talking to
me. It's only me talking to myself.
I mean, it'll pick up a little bit of me.
Yeah.
But it's weird because this happens a lot. I don't really know why.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's really inconvenient because you're technically the host of the radio show.
I mean, yeah. And it's funny though because I feel like sometimes when the other mic is off, this mic works. Let me try it. No, it doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work.
Okay, so it's just going to be that way. I mean, then again, think about it. Most of our listeners are listening to the recorded podcast. They don't listen live.
Yeah.
Of our thousands upon thousands of listeners.
We are famous.
Yeah.
We are superstars.
You know, I actually checked the chart, the statistics chart.
Has anything happened with
it? We got a really big spike in January.
That's exciting.
A lot of people. We had like 7 listens on one day.
Wow. Really?
So
that's really surprising to me.
Our numbers are climbing.
That's bizarre.
Yeah, and I'm thinking once we post this one, that'll be a nice boost. Because, I mean, most people think we're dead at this point, which we're not.
Are you sure?
Well, we don't have to get into that.
Okay, let's not do that, because it's not a funny bit.
No, well, it could be, but
no, it just won't be.
Speaking of bits, did you have a question or something for me? By chance?
Yeah, so normally what we do is, like, you know, we do a cold open.
No, don't tell them what we do. They can't know.
What do you mean they can't know?
I want everyone to think that this is just how our conversations go.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
Hey, Tommy.
What?
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Okay. So I've been wondering. It's been on my mind.
Oh no.
Do you prefer pancakes or waffles?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's your question?
What do you mean, that's my question?
I'm incredibly
respect
disappointed.
Respect my question.
I prefer chickpea tagine. Sorry, tagine. I don't know how to pronounce it.
What?
Long story short.
Okay.
In the dining hall, yeah, I'm sure you're well acquainted with Harvest.
Yes.
The vegan section.
I am.
I feel like every other day they serve couscous with a chickpea tagine or tagine or something. I don't know how to pronounce it. It's a chickpea stew.
Okay.
But it's based off of a tagine, which is an African stew.
You're really not entertaining the question here.
I'm going to get back to it, okay? I just have to explain this thing real quick.
Okay, fine.
So the stew, it's really good, but they serve it all the time. And before we got here, I had a heaping plate full of that stuff. So it's just on my mind. As for the pancake waffle question, I would say that pancakes have sort of exerted a cultural dominance over waffles. I mean, Waffle House exists, but so does IHOP. And Denny's, they tend to put pancakes in their commercials, I feel like.
Yeah. And I think
it's a more standard breakfast. I mean, waffles are, I mean, they're the same thing, really. Just they're cooked in different shapes.
Part of me is thinking, like, you mentioned advertising. I bet you pancakes are more standard in advertising because it's easier to, like, show multiple on one plate without looking awkward.
Yeah, because if someone put a...
You just kind of stack pancakes and it looks great. But if you have, like, waffles, like, they're kind of... They don't compress.
Well, if I saw Denny's commercial...
Yeah.
And they have a plate with a waffle on it, I'd be like, why is Denny's trying to sell me beehives? And, like, are they trying to...
Beehives?
Or, like, a wasp's
like honeycomb?
Nest?
Like, oh.
Yeah.
Why?
That's what waffles look like.
All right, sure, but, like...
So I'd be worried
presumably, you know what a waffle is.
Yeah, but not everyone knows what a waffle is. You can't assume that.
I think that Denny's, like, demographic target audience in their advertising probably knows what a waffle is.
Or Denny's is trying to create mass panic because they want everyone to think they're going to get stung by wasps if they go to eat there.
Denny's, we're on to you.
This episode is actually sponsored by Denny's.
Sponsored by Denny's.
When you're here, your family. Quiz. Who is that? The slogan
who
for...
Who is Denny?
No, when you hear your family, that's actually a slogan for another popular restaurant chain. I can give you a hint.
Okay.
Hot soup.
Hot soup.
It's a misleading hint, actually. I could give you a better hint, but it'd be too easy that way.
When you're here, your family.
Yep.
I don't know.
It rhymes with ball of Jordan.
Wow. Really, I'm not quite sure. I think it might be,
It's Denny's, actually. No, it's Olive Garden. But when you're here, your family.
Yeah.
And the hot soup thing. I saw this wonderful, it was like some post on the internet, you know,
that yeah, happens sometimes. The memes.
I think someone posted it on Google. Or perhaps it was Bing. I'm not sure.
I think it might have been... I think it might have been Bing.
No, I think it was a Firefox meme, actually. Anyway, it was basically someone fed a program, a very smart program, a whole bunch of Olive Garden commercials.
Okay.
And then they had...
Like one of the self-learning...
Yeah, exactly.
AI things.
Yeah. And they had it create its own Olive Garden commercial... And it was just, it was wonderful.
With what assets did it splice together old Olive Garden commercials?
There were like, I don't remember most of it, but there were like four people, there was a waiter, and I just remember the end, like person number four smiles and they open their mouth and it's just full of hot soup. And then like the Olive Garden logo comes across and it's like, when you're here, you're here. And that was it.
Oh God. How horrific.
Oh, it's like, I think at the end, it's like, yeah, she smiles. Her mouth is full of hot soup.
Oh, it's like a transcript of one?
Yeah, and then someone...
It's not like the video.
No, they
someone makes the video afterward.
It wrote a transcript, and then someone made the video.
That's magical. I love that.
It was great.
Awesome.
But going back to Denny's.
Mm. Hold on. Just a small interjection. Yes. Is it too late for us to introduce ourselves?
Yo, it's way too late. I've already forgotten my name. The benefit of having this show is that every week I'm reminded of my name.
That's really,
it keeps me from slipping into the
abyss.
I think that
it's really helpful to stave the void off.
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm constantly just derealizing.
That's right.
You know? So
yeah.
Anyway, Denny's.
Always latch on to your reality, folks.
I like the idea of Denny's sort of as just a horrible place. I just think it's really entertaining. It's like you go to Denny's for some good pancakes and you leave with just like 50 wasp stings or something.
Oh gosh.
It's like
I was thinking more like we were just talking about like staring into the void. I was
thinking the like, void of Denny's.
Like Denny's is like the abyss.
Like when you open the door to Denny's, you know what I'm picturing?
It's like the seventh layer of hell.
I'm just picturing a super long hallway and it's totally dark and at the very end you just see like a faint glow. You're not really sure what's there, but like
and if you make it there, you get a waffle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like I feel like there has to be some more kind of terribleness to it.
Oh, sure. Do we want to delve into
should
that?
We really bust Denny's?
I don't know if we should. I think it's already busted.
Let's leave it
well.
At that. But yeah, I mean, honestly though, pancakes versus waffles, I eat a lot more pancakes. Because usually if I'm going to have waffles while at school here, I have to go to the waffle maker, whereas the pancakes are usually already made for me.
Yeah.
And well, your voice got really deep there for a second. You're just like, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
It was funny.
All right.
But I like them equally.
Okay.
I think pancakes are more readily accessible in my life.
So that makes sense to me. I personally am like, I think it depends on the place I'm getting that. Like if I don't know a place... I feel like it's easier to mess up waffles than it is to mess up pancakes.
Well, no, because you just make them in a waffle maker, though.
I don't know.
Wait, do you believe that the first pancake is always the test pancake?
What do you mean by that?
When you're making pancakes, the first one is always sort of the guinea pig, because it never comes out just right, and then the next ones are better.
Yeah.
Does that happen with waffles? Because usually the waffles are one and done.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
But you're saying that...
I suppose... I mean, maybe the answer is just like pancakes more. I think there's more you can do with them.
Well, you can stack them. You can make them into shapes.
I was thinking, like, flavor-wise, you can put different things in them.
You can flavor your waffles.
Sure, but, like, it's less conventional to do so.
It's just the batter, though. The only thing that's different between a pancake and a waffle, as far as I know, is that the pancake is cooked on a flat griddle, and the waffle is cooked in an enclosed mold container. You could make a waffle mold.
I mean, I think the batter probably has slightly different consistency, right?
I guess, yeah, waffles
it's not like
are definitely...
It's not the same, because pancakes are much fluffier.
Right. Waffles are, like,
waffles are
crispy.
Waffles are, like, harder. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, never mind. But you can flavor waffle batter. I don't see any.
So, yes, but, like, I feel... I don't know.
And you can put little things in the waffle
holes.
I think it
probably comes... The waffle holes?
Yeah, you know.
I know what you mean, but...
What's the proper term? The waffle weave?
The enclaves.
Ew.
The waffle enclaves?
No, that's not even the right usage of enclave.
What's the word I'm thinking of, then? What's an enclave?
Isn't an enclave, like, a gathering place?
I'm gonna check on my notes.
I would think, like, an enclave of witches or something.
An enclave is a portion of territory within or surrounded by a larger territory. So...
I mean, yes.
Yes, so therefore it's a waffle enclave.
That's, like, a technically correct sort
I
of...
I am yes. standing my ground.
All right, so you... Yeah, but you can put, like, fruits, chocolate chips. One time I put... what do you call it? The cereal. Was it Trix? Some gross cereal. I put Trix in my waffle.
Mm.
This is actually at school.
Oh.
I don't know why I did this.
That's...
It's the one time I've had a waffle while I'm here. And I put cereal.
You've only had a waffle one time while you're here.
Yeah.
Wow.
Usually because... Pancakes or eggs. I don't really even eat pancakes that often.
I don't really eat the pancakes here very often because they're kind of like...
They're good.
Are they?
I think. Yeah.
I don't think they... The problem with that I've had with them is like they get kind of hard relatively quickly once you put... Like they absorb the syrup really fast.
Yeah.
And then they like... I don't know. Stiffen.
I get
that. And they're
that.
Like less appetizing.
I don't know.
Yeah. That's just me.
No, that's valid.
Maybe I'm particular about it. In general, though, I think I like pancakes more.
Okay, fair enough.
So, welcome back to Busted Stuff.
Oh, yeah, that was
that's actually the whole intro.
That was the opener. We're going to do every single episode is actually going to have that same opener.
Yeah.
You know?
That's like, it's like we don't have a theme tune. We have a
10-minute discussion on Denny's and pancakes.
That's right.
And that's the intro theme.
So, I'm John. I'm going to make you do it.
I'm Tommy.
So... Is this season two?
I don't know. I feel like it's still season one.
I feel like it's still season one.
I think we should do it via academic year.
That would make more sense, because we could say that this is season two because there was the gap between, like, last semester and this semester, but at the same time, the content hasn't really evolved whatsoever.
Yeah, and there's
We're
been...
still... There's no thought put into this, and no. There's still no thought put into it.
And the break was over a month... But, I mean, I think the school year ends in May, and it begins again in August.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say season two will start next August.
That's fair.
As opposed to now. I see no difference. Like, if had there been a new season, I feel like we would have done something.
I think that's true.
Like, we would have upgraded somehow.
Suddenly we get, like, I don't know, maybe, like, a jingle instead of a 10-minute rant
exactly.
about pancakes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we'd have sponsors. And millions,
don't get too,
millions of listeners.
Don't get too ambitious there.
Yeah, no.
Or else we'll never have a season two.
Honestly, it requires like 20,000 consistent listeners to get a sponsor.
Ha!
So, nope. You know, we could do it.
But,
even though it's not a new season,
yeah,
it is a new decade.
It is.
So I think we should reflect
on
the decade.
On the previous decade?
We'll just reflect on the decade.
Okay. I'm open
so,
to doing that.
We can do, like, top tens of the decade. So, from January of 2020 to now, I want top tens.
Oh.
Dude, last decade is
but
that's
old
gone.
News.
Everyone
that's
already
gone.
Did that. We're way ahead of the curve.
We are doing... Well, that... All right.
Because we're talking about the newest decade. The roaring 20s. We can do... I mean, I can't even think of 10 things that are, like, in any category, because there's only been maybe 3 or 4.
Yeah, I won't be able to get to 10.
It's
maybe
like,
maybe top 10 things.
Okay.
that'll be it.
Well, you know what the worst thing was?
Go ahead.
The new Star Wars.
Man, that was last decade.
Just kidding. It was probably the Australian wildfires or the coronavirus.
That was all... Man.
I'm just saying that to make sure people know that we're aware of current events. We do recognize,
yeah.
So I think this should be a top 10 things that aren't sort of existential crises.
Yeah. Things that we can joke about in, like, in good standing.
Yes. So yeah. Star Wars, I think that counts as this decade.
Really?
Yeah.
Because it was kind of last decade.
It was so bad, it polluted 2020.
Okay. But, okay. In saying that, would you also say that The Mandalorian and Baby Yoda were one of the best parts of the decade so far?
I think Mandalorian was 2019.
So, okay.
Where Star Wars was still very much in theaters.
Distinction is ambiguous.
Well, no, The Mandalorian ended in December, whereas Star Wars was very much watchable in theaters in January.
Okay.
Also, The Mandalorian was
good.
I'm not
super sold by your reasoning.
Me neither.
But I'm going to accept my reasoning because I don't want to argue with you.
It's not valid in any way.
Okay.
Nice. Or I should say it's not sound in any way.
Sure.
However, I think The Mandalorian just had some positive end of 2019 energy, whereas Star Wars, episode 9 was like...
terribleness start of 2020.
Right,
energy.
It was very thematic
with
2020 so far.
Dumpster fire.
Yes. However, a contrast to Star Wars for more movies, 1917, great movie.
I haven't seen it yet. I'm really excited to go see it. Yeah, it'll be good. Really good. I know you went to see it.
I did go to see it.
Yeah,
that was good. Has there been any music this decade yet?
The Grammys. I have some favorite albums so far this decade already. I was just talking to you, like just 5 minutes ago before we came in. And I mentioned I was listening to Fine Line by Harry Styles and was enjoying it.
Yeah,
I'm kind of late to the party because it was like a thing 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago.
Our conversation was really funny.
it was just like, hey, have you listened to Fine Line by Harry Styles?
I was just like, no, I haven't.
I was like, oh, it's really good.
And that was it.
That is all. You're dismissed.
I've only listened to one Harry Styles song, I think.
What's that?
Watermelon Sugar.
That's on this album.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you like that one, then great.
I mean, all I know of him is mostly like One Direction. And he was actually in Dunkirk, another war movie.
Really?
Yeah. Did you see Dunkirk?
I saw Dunkirk.
Yeah, he was that guy.
I didn't realize he was in there.
Yeah.
Huh.
This is big movie break.
Very impressive.
I guess.
Good job, Harry.
So does he count as this decade?
Yeah, it was. Wasn't that released like this?
No, it was definitely last year.
Was it?
It had to be, because I heard Watermelon Sugar last year.
Well, it might have been a single before the album released.
That is potentially true.
Mm.
I don't know.
I can...
We'll call it 2020.
I'm not going to worry about it. I only listened to any of it, like, yesterday.
Okay.
So.
That counts.
Yeah.
Fair enough. How about, if you were exposed to it for the first time this decade...
then
like,
it counts.
That counts. So
I was really only exposed to it, like, yesterday. So I'd say it's a 2020 album for me. And therefore, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, like, I was only exposed to The Plague this year.
Nice. Would you say The Plague is, like, one of your top things of the decade so far?
Academically, yeah.
Yeah?
Well, backstory. I'm taking a class on the history of the plague. Great class. I
think he has the bubonic plague.
And the... Actually, no, I was going to say, part of syllabus week...
Oh.
On the syllabus, there's actually a flea...
Uh-huh.
...that has the Yersinia pestis bacteria in it. And if you want to stay in the class, you're forced to, you know... ...contract the plague.
How long do you have?
To live? I already died, like, 3 weeks ago. If this was the real plague.
Oh,
I don't actually have the plague. It's okay. That being said, great class. I'm learning a lot about plague, stuff I never knew. So my academic number one is The Plague.
Good.
And it's relevant because everyone's all scared about coronavirus and stuff, and, you know, pandemics are a thing.
Do I have an academic number one? I'm trying to think. I'm learning how to use Adobe Spark in digital news, which is my journalism class, and I like journalism stuff because I think it's fun.
That's your reasoning? I like journalism. It's fun.
Oh, boy.
I was saying, you want to be a journalist. No?
I do want to be a journalist.
Yeah, so I'd say more than fun.
Well, I want to be a journalist because I think it's fun.
Fair enough.
There's more nuance to it, and I could articulate it in a more complicated
way
than
that.
But
that's lame.
But that's kind of the gist of it, and I don't think really...
Honestly, that's how I feel about most things I like. I'm like, it's pretty fun.
It's a good time.
Yeah.
I'm learning how to do that. That's quite enjoyable. See how I said that in a way that's not fun?
Yeah, it's enjoyable. Quite enjoyable.
I don't know. Besides that...
Adobe... No, so we were talking
about...
So
Adobe Spark. It's basically this program that lets you make social media ads.
Nice.
So, like, the, you know, listener, you. I'm talking to you right now.
You.
You. Hey, you. Hey.
What?
So, those social media ads that you see on Instagram, like the fun videos or graphics in the stories, or like on Facebook, those cool-looking graphics. All the social media graphics.
Those cool-looking weird political ads that are like clearly not really, made by a human.
Really terrible. I'm learning how to make those, so it's good.
So
it's really useful.
As we discussed, John is actually becoming a business student.
That's right. I'm an MS bro.
Yes.
Do I give off MS bro energy?
You ooze MS Brenergy.
MS Brenergy. In my linguistics class, I'm not actually an MSB student.
No.
In my linguistics class today,
you're still taking linguistics.
I am. Oh. Yeah. So we can still talk about it.
Nice.
So we were talking about. Don't gotta call me out like that. I was gonna.
I do it too.
I was gonna like pause and then cut it out and post and everything.
Can we go on a brief tangent here?
Okay. Sure.
I'm just doing this.
Killing me.
Talking right now.
Yeah.
I've noticed how many times I've said and last semester when we were recording, I was making an effort to avoid the usage of the word
yeah.
But I think my public speaking abilities or public recording abilities, I don't know what you call this, are a little rusty.
Oh, mine are definitely rusty.
So the count has been high today.
We need to get back into it.
Yeah, so
we're inserting a lot of those We're inserting a lot of discursive particles.
Ew. I mean, I like that, but I also hate it.
Yeah, me too.
But linguistics.
Discursive particles.
I just pointed with my pinky. It was really weird. Linguistics.
No one can... You couldn't even have to mention it.
I know, but
this is a dumpster fire so far.
All right, it's fine.
It's so, okay.
This is great. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Well,
no, you're saying something.
I'm saying something. Okay. What was I... I was talking
discursive
about linguistics.
Particles.
So, no, I wasn't talking about discursive particles. What I was talking about was identity constructed through language. And we mentioned like how basically our linguistics teacher talked about starter packs today. And I'm not joking. We went to class. She pulled up her presentation. We went through a couple slides and then she clicked the next slide and it said starter pack for a VSCO girl on the screen.
Did your professor make it?
We discussed it. No, she found it online. But we discussed the starter pack for, like, 10 minutes.
Mm.
And then after that, she had us make a starter pack for the...
No.
For the programmer. I've never heard the word before, personally.
That's such a...
It's a very, like...
High school assignment.
Yeah.
Or not even.
It's very much, like, a fake slang word that, like, was made... to try and emulate actual slang words.
And just the idea of, in a classroom setting, being told to make a starter pack, that's like, I feel like now, maybe middle schoolers and elementary schoolers, they're doing a homework assignment or something, assignment, and one of their tasks would be something like, write 3 tweets about the civil rights movement.
Oh, no.
You know? It's like one of those sort of things.
Oh, no.
And that's what this
is. You know that's happening right now.
It totally is.
I
probably did something like that, honestly. I mean, I definitely must have written some kind of internet thing.
Yeah, but, like, it probably wouldn't have been a tweet, but, like, something just, like, write an email.
Yeah,
like,
exactly,
a fake email
exactly.
to your pen pal about something.
And you know what it is? In 10 years, it's going to be, they're going to be behind the time still, but in 10 years, it'll be like, you know, create a nihilist meme. about the space race or something.
Yeah.
And it'll just be kids, like, drawing really cryptic things, and it'll just be, like, spose. And, like, that'll be the meme.
Wow.
And that'll be education.
They'll have to, like, they're doing handwriting, but they'll have to alternate capital and lowercase letters in their handwriting.
Have you seen, like, deep-fried memes?
I have.
It'll be like that.
How do you make that in school?
You just scribble a lot.
And what are we learning from this, exactly?
I don't know. I mean, they'll be learning about... the Cold War, I guess.
Okay.
Space race or something like that. You know, pick any topic. And they'll learn via technology because schools are always trying to be, like, on top of things. Just, like, marketing and they're always trying to have relatable ads. What? Oh, ads.
Yeah,
the Super Bowl has ads.
Oh.
And the Super Bowl happened yesterday.
I thought you were going to relate it back to Adobe Spark and those ads.
Do you think they made any of those ads on Adobe Spark?
No.
They definitely did.
No.
But
Super Bowl ads.
Can we talk about those?
We can if you like.
Okay.
I don't have a whole lot to say about
it. I didn't actually see a lot of them.
Oh.
I saw some of them. I was disappointed by Tide.
Okay.
Because you remember the It's a Tide ad thing?
Yeah.
With David Harbour?
I do remember
those. Those were great.
Those were really good.
This year's was very eh.
Did you see the death and rebirth of Mr. Peanut?
That saga is really interesting.
Are you fascinated by it?
He just died.
Yeah.
Like, he actually died.
He died. But then...
Is he a phoenix?
No, but he was reborn as, like, a baby.
So he's a phoenix.
But also, like, he... Well, not really, though, because he was I just watched the ad, actually.
Okay.
He was reborn, picked up. He was, like, crying like a baby. But then, like, a minute later, he was speaking like Mr. Peanut again.
Oh.
But he was still a baby.
I don't like
that. And he, like, asked for his monocle back.
Ooh.
It was quite strange. So they, like...
That's weird.
Like, if you're going to do that sort of thing, if you're going to have that sort of marketing campaign, you got to, like, commit to it.
I also feel
you can't just, like, by the end of it, be like, yeah, we're back to...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That really disrupts the lore, too. Because since when is Mr. Peanut...
I've been keeping up with the graphic novel saga of Mr. Peanut since I was in the fourth grade.
Look, Mr. Peanut is, like, he was, like, 110 years
old or something. I rented them out of my school library. I read them over the summer for my summer readings assignments.
I
love Mr. Peanut.
I don't know if you expect me to deny these things.
Like, I'm confessing
them. Oh, okay, good. The fact that he was 110 or 120 or whatever.
Sure.
And then they killed him. You can't just bring him back, like you were saying. And this is what Star Wars did. Episode 9 did this. We don't have to get into it. But Mr. Peanut died. I feel like they have to either switch, or now it's totally a thing now to just kill off mascots. And I think that's a really interesting prospect.
I think that's a lot better.
Like, Mr. Clean?
Kill him.
Dead.
Kool-Aid Man?
Dead. Wasn't he in that ad?
Yeah, he was in the ad. And so was Mr. Clean.
Oh, how appropriate. Like, what if brands just start doing that all the time?
Oh my god. Mickey Mouse? Copyright law finally moves forward?
And he dies?
Whoa.
It's, I don't know, it's a weird... It's like, what were they trying to accomplish? Like,
probably just, like... any news about their brand whatsoever.
That's
because
true.
If they... Anything short of literally killing Mr. Peanut would not have garnered a headline anywhere.
Right. And we're talking about it now, so...
They've succeeded.
Yeah, I mean, we are sponsored by Mr. Peanut now, too. Were there any other good ads?
I really liked the one where the person was really hungry, and so they drove into the parking lot and then got out of the car and went and opened the Denny's door, and then it was just a black
void. Oh, yeah, that one was good.
With the light at the end.
That one was really cool.
Yeah.
And then it just went quiet, and there were sort of soft screams.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one. Did you see the one with Jason Momoa?
Yes, I did.
Where he shows up to his house and pulls his arms off.
That was kind of weird.
That was highly cursed.
Yeah, I really didn't like that one.
The CGI... Or the compositing of the little arms onto his body, playing the slide guitar.
Yeah.
Which is really uncanny valley disturbing to look at.
Mm-hmm. I didn't really enjoy that.
Did you watch the Harry Potter movies?
I've only seen the first one.
Okay. Well, you've seen Lord of the Rings, though.
I have.
You know Gollum's limbs are like... Ugh.
Yeah.
That's the vibe I got. And then he just pulled the wig off and that made it so much worse.
Oh, yeah.
But there's something about seeing a grown man with these, like, tiny...
Spindly,
insect arms.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. I don't really understand. What was that? I don't even remember what the commercial was for.
Neither do I.
It's
failed totally.
A shriveled Jason Momoa. Yeah, complete failure.
You know what there was the Doritos ad with Lil Nas X and,
They do those weird, like, things. Didn't they do one last year?
I don't remember. But it was like a dance competition standoff at High Noon.
Did they do the beer horse one?
Is it
the Clydesdale ones? Is that Budweiser?
I don't know.
Because that's always the big one. They always have the dog and the horses and it's all nice. And then.
Yeah.
Was there any political stuff?
Bloomberg and Donald Trump both had their their ads.
And Verizon did one that was pandering to like American heroes and stuff. They were showing all this footage of like firefighters and stuff, and I was reading online how Verizon actually throttled the service speeds of firefighters out in like California last year during some wildfires, and then they like had the audacity to basically use them as sort of virtue signaling devices in their ad.
Busted stuff sponsored by Verizon.
Yeah, we would be. Oh, God. Just an evil large company.
Wow.
Those are the worst though, the political ads that just show you something inspiring and then they sort of, or not the political ads, just the ads.
The ads that are like really like
emotional, tugging on the heartstrings and whatever, and then they're just like Kohl's. Probably not Kohl's, but like, you know what I'm saying?
Comcast.
Yeah, yeah. Comcast would do that. It's like, here's
AT&T.
Here's a bunch of people that have really inspiring stories. It's really just like
internet service providers and stuff like that.
It's just big evil companies.
Big media corporate.
Or like Google would probably do that, you know?
Yeah. Google gets away with it more than I think other companies do, and I don't really know why.
I guess because they own us.
They do.
So, now that you know Adobe Spark, if you could do a Super Bowl ad,
I would do one for our podcast.
What would it be?
It would...
I'm actually really curious to hear what our own ad would sound like.
Our own ad... Well, so a good ad needs to be provocative. Yes. But it also needs to, you know, advertise... It represent the product.
Right.
So I think it would be some sort of horrific conglomeration of our conversations thus far.
But in a silent film.
In a live-action silent film.
The silent film was very necessary, but it's a thing, though.
That's right.
I think it should have...
It would feature... All right, go ahead.
You know how silent films have they cut to a...
The text words? Plate.
Yeah, so we could do that.
Yeah.
Because we would definitely need the text, but I think it's almost better if it's silent.
Yeah.
So go on.
Okay. So, I'm picturing... So, the scene in general is going to be the... previously discussed Denny's scene.
But Denny's already did that.
That's true. We'll need to think of an alternative.
How about just a big warehouse?
Big warehouse.
Kind of dirty.
You got Mickey there.
Yeah, he's in the corner. No, he's never really mentioned. He's just
just in frame. Like off, in background, in frame. Not, like... kind of out of focus, but not enough where you can't tell what it is. It's very clear that it's
and he's
awful
just there.
Mickey Mouse.
And he's very dirty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You have a grandma sitting on a bench.
I think the lights should be flickering.
The lights should be flickering.
And there's just water.
Water?
There's like water dripping in those puddles.
Yeah.
It's kind of gloomy.
How about we forget all the rest of the things? Like, no other references. It's just like 2 solid minutes of ad space that's just one frame of a warehouse with Mickey in the background.
And
silence.
I think something has to walk through.
Yeah?
Maybe like a human.
Maybe like a certain octopus.
Someone just demon. I think someone should crawl by really fast. You know, like crab walking.
You know what it should be? It should be this the city boy with the in the
I forget what was wrong with him.
He was just, like, disheveled, and he ran out of the bushes and, like, grabbed the bread.
Okay, he crab walks, though.
Yeah, so so this man in a suit crab walks across really, really quickly at, like, the 1:45 mark of the 2-minute ad.
Let's make it a 1-minute ad, because 2 minutes are expensive.
That's fair.
So do it at the 45.
Mm-hmm.
He crab walks across, and then it cuts to, like, a really upbeat song. And there has to be one line somewhere.
It should be like 1920s, like 1930s speak. Also, it should be like, is it like I mean, there won't be anyone speaking, but you should like picture it in your mind as like a transatlantic, mid-Atlantic accent.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean.
For
reference, that's sort of the 40s stereotypical voice.
The talkie voice.
Yeah,
Yeah.
And the whole thing also would be very grainy. You know how old footage is sped up?
Yep.
It'd be like that. And so what does it say, though? Because it has to relate to this.
It would say, got any mayo?
And then what song would it cut to?
Have we referenced any songs before?
I think we have. I don't know if there's no, like,
there's no great song for it.
I mean, it should be a fun song, though. Yeah, it shouldn't be creepy.
That's true.
I kind of want someone to animate this now.
We don't have any listeners who know how to do that.
When we do, they'll listen back.
If you do,
can you animate
to animate something? That'd be incredible.
Or honestly, just film it.
Yeah. You know what? If any of you feel inspired enough, please do it.
If we filmed this ourselves, we'd blow up.
No, it wouldn't be as cool if we did it.
Well, we just do it under like a pseudonym or something.
Pseudonym. And then send it in as our own fan mail.
Yes.
You egomaniac.
Hey, if it works. But what's the song? We need a good song.
I don't know. What about like Every Time We Touch?
No.
No?
No, that song is cursed.
What about like...
How about just like the Thomas the Tank Engine theme or something?
Great.
And then it just shows our logo and that's perfect. It. That's the ad.
Yeah. And it's not like our logo like nicely. It's like our logo not cropped well and it's just like rotated like in Photoshop. You know what I mean? Like,
and like lots of JPEG.
Yeah.
Clearly low quality.
Clearly deep fried.
It's like when someone, you know, when there's a bad PowerPoint and someone takes the first image they find off Google Images and it's very pixelated, it'd be like that.
Awesome.
So that's the ad. I think it could be really good.
I think...
Because that's the sort of thing that people can get.
Yeah. You're right. That's it really relates to the people.
If I saw that ad, I would understand it.
And me too.
I would want to...
I want to buy that product.
Exactly.
We don't have a product we're selling, but I want
to
buy it.
Right, because the large companies now... They're either marketing to old people who love patriotism and, like, political stuff or whatever, or they're trying to market to young people, and it doesn't quite work. The Tide ad was so brilliant because it had that nihilistic spin on it.
Yeah.
It's like, nope, it's a Tide ad. Like, that works so well. So what we're doing is we're kind of taking that to the next level of this sort of...
And we're just foregoing really any sense of marketing.
There's no meaning... Marketing, it's anti-meta.
The best... Shut up.
It exists to not be
ugh.
Marketing.
Uh-huh.
And it's supposed to just make you uncomfortable and sad. And that's what people like.
Perfect. Everyone will eat that up.
Look, the demographic of maybe 13 to 30 would like that.
They would. That's the thing. I don't think we're wrong.
Like, can you imagine seeing that?
Legitimately, I think we're correct in this.
Imagine seeing something like that during the Super Bowl.
I would be floored.
That would be incredible.
It would be so good.
Maybe I'm just saying this because we came up with it.
No, it would be... I think it would be pretty
good. Just seeing this, like... It's not scary. It's just really weird. And then it cuts to a meme song. You know, Thomas the Tank Engine.
It's kind of like... I would just kind of sit there and be like, nice.
Yeah, be like, what just happened? So that's the ad. You know what? Maybe I'll do a flip book.
Yeah?
I'll make a flip book of that.
Get like a pad of sticky notes and
yeah. You know, actually, I think I might have
done that before.
A couple times, yeah.
Huh. I don't think I've ever like actually made one.
Yeah, maybe when I was younger. But to go back to the ad, I think it actually might be too much.
You think we need less?
Yes, I think it should be a little bit less weird. Because
now I'm disappointed.
Got any mayo? Is a little strange.
Okay. Like, so you think it should be more thematically consistent? What?
I'm not sure.
What theme are we trying to...
I don't know.
What's the theme?
Like, maybe we make it less disturbing.
So do you think remove the crab walking guy?
Maybe it's a really nice warehouse, but the crab walking guy still comes through and says, got any mayo? So we remove Dirty Mickey.
Oh, but that's like the whole point.
Well, we keep Dirty Mickey, but the warehouse isn't, like, a sort of disturbing nightmare house.
It's not. Oh. But I feel like that's also...
Because this,
I don't know.
This
I
is too...
Liked, I kind of liked that it was just kind of horrific.
I think our podcast is a little... It's not...
We're not actually that dark, I feel
no,
like.
No, it's
sometimes
very
it gets there.
But... I mean, it gets weird, like, when we talk about gross food combinations, sure. But it's never uncomfortably weird, I would say. I mean, someone... correct me if I'm wrong, listeners, but... I'd say we're generally more upbeat.
You one listener. The only one.
But I don't think we want to go all the way down the dark road.
I guess that's fair. We do need to be accurate in what we're advertising.
I think Ghani Mayo is a good summarizing kind of idea.
I'd say so.
I mean, I don't know why I said warehouse. It's the first thing that came into my head. I was like, warehouse.
I think it just kind of goes with the horror image of the disheveled Mickey.
You know what? Yeah, I think we stick with it.
You know what?
Because most ads are always like clean and feel good.
You're right.
This should be grimy. It should be a little crusty.
Be bold.
Be crusty.
Busted stuff.
Be bold. Be crusty. Yeah, that's actually our spin-off show. Crusted stuff.
Oh, think about it. Oh, no. Is that like the after hours one? Like
that's the bad one.
Oh,
because busted stuff is like, hey, let's mess things up. Let's break the rules a little bit. Crusty stuff is just sort of like decaying.
Ugh.
You know, it's like it's sort of rusted over. And
it's like
post apocalyptic. Even
I don't know. Post apocalyptic kind of gives me like an edgy vibe. I don't think it would. Edgy isn't the right word.
Okay.
That also comes with like a sense of. I don't know. I feel like the post-apocalyptic aesthetic is overused in popular media to the point where it's less edgy than it... less, like, gritty than it was before.
How so?
Because, like, Walking Dead and Mad Max and, like, all those things that are, like, post-apocalyptic... That's, like, we're post-apocalyptic, and therefore it's, like, cool and it's not your parents kind of thing. And,
okay.
But that means it's, like, dominated by the 15-year-olds.
Okay, I see.
In a way that is less appealing.
I see.
Not, I mean, no disrespect to, like...
So, how about...
Like, 15-year-olds, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, they're fine.
A little bit.
They'll get over it. How about instead of post-apocalyptic, it's more of an energy of disrepair? So, think about now. We're in this very nice... Well, the studio is pretty nice, you know.
I would agree.
It's clean.
We're fortunate to have it.
So, now imagine if instead of this studio, we're in... You know the tunnels below school?
Yeah.
We're in one of those tunnels.
Hmm. It was like, so the mic echoes.
It echoes. There's just kind of drips.
It's occasionally really, a rat squeak.
Yeah. And it's just not good, but it's not like the society has failed.
Yeah.
It's just sort of like, oh.
It's just really unfortunate.
It's just like, this is a bummer. I feel like that's the...
Crusted stuff is the the bummer version of
it's like any idea just gets shot down immediately.
It's like, no, stop.
It's like, I can't think of a good example, but I like that.
I think that's good.
No, yeah, whatever. It needs more work. But the ad is good.
No, it sucks. Stop.
Oh, you didn't like it? Oh, crusty.
Yeah, see?
Ah.
Clever.
I was actually going to do that to you, but I couldn't think of anything good.
I got it in first.
All right, well done. But, to summarize, most of the ads weren't very good.
I agree. I don't remember that many of them. And I watched most of the show.
To be fair, I didn't see a lot, but the ones that I did see, I didn't like. What did you think of the halftime show?
It was all right. I appreciated, like, the sentiment of celebrating Latinx culture. You know what I mean? I mean, like, in defiance of, like, you know what I mean?
Oh, like, with the American flag that was, like, turned around.
Wasn't that a Puerto Rican flag?
Well, yeah, but it was American flag on one side, and she walked out, and then she revealed it to be like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's like, so, whoa. Cool.
Like that sort of celebration of that culture. I appreciate that.
You know what?
At the same time.
Yeah.
So this is the crux of my point. Jennifer Lopez and Shakira have been relevant for, like,
J-Lo just had her movie, Hustlers. That was a big movie.
I guess so.
But, and, like, they're classic, though.
I guess. But I mean, at the same time, it's like,
Who else would they do, though? Exactly.
Camila Cabello? Maybe.
But she's not on that level. You know, J-Lo and Shakira have, like, star power, where she's popular.
I guess I'm just disenchanted by the halftime show thing, because I feel like it's all so, like...
I mean, it's very over the top.
Artificial.
Well, yeah. But I think... The halftime show, you want to get a good performer. Like Bruno Mars, killer halftime shows.
Oh, yeah.
You don't necessarily want someone who's popular. Like Maroon 5 last year, not very good.
No.
It was...
See, I got more Maroon 5 energy off of the show than I did Like, I feel like the performance itself wasn't, like, incredible. Hmm. I just appreciate the sentiment behind it. And in saying that, is the NFL really, like, the best institution to be making that statement?
No.
Not
even close.
Not really.
The, my one takeaway
from
the halftime show was Shakira was, I told you about this last night, when Shakira sat down at the drums.
At the drum set?
And I had no idea what was happening. I was like, is she fake drumming? And I looked back at video of it, and she was, like, holding the drumsticks just, like, in the middle of the stick, and she was just sort of, like, wailing them at the kit, and I was like, and it was such a brief shot, I was like, wait, did that actually just happen? And she was actually hitting the drums. I mean, obviously none of it is gonna, you're not gonna
it
hear
wasn't mic'd.
But it was just like, was this part of the choreography? It's like, all right, we don't know what to do with Shakira, because J-Lo's doing her thing, so just put her on the drums, she can kind of hit stuff.
Does she play the drums?
It certainly doesn't look like it. But maybe.
Interesting.
Like, Bruno Mars, in his 2014 halftime show, he did a drum opening. He played. And it was really good.
Nice.
So maybe they were evoking that. I don't know. It was really weird. And that kind of threw the whole
thing. That and the, thing,
oh, the tongue
Shakira's
thing.
Tongue thing.
Yeah.
The, like...
Yeah, that was like, okay.
Yeah.
But I do wish that... I mean, obviously, this is true for any live performance. It's so clear when it's the whole thing is pre-recorded. It's like, this show was a dance show. It wasn't really a singing performance.
I think that's why I was disappointed. Because, like, I feel like I didn't watch anyone sing.
Right.
Which I didn't.
Yeah, it's like...
Like, that. Yeah.
It's the big live shows... I mean, this is going to be a huge generalization, but major live performances, like the Grammys or any whatever... I don't know what large performances are that are happening, but... I feel like they're more about the choreography than the actual music at this point.
Yeah, I'd agree. And it's kind of disappointing.
So someone like... Wait, who did you say you were... Who was a popular person that you think? What's her name?
Camila Cabello?
Yes.
Like, she would have to sing.
She would just be singing.
Yeah.
Like, when I think...
And I think that's why I would... Like, I brought it up, because I feel like that'd be a better show than Shakira and J-Lo just dancing.
But the thing... The trade-off... The Super Bowl halftime show is supposed to be this huge, like, dance party, you know, bright lights, fireworks.
I guess I just don't like the halftime show, then.
See, like, Bruno Mars...
Yeah.
Bruno Mars killed it, because his band, they dance and they play. I mean, it was probably pre-recorded. I know his drums weren't. It's hard to tell, actually, because he's really good live. But it was just the band on a stage, and it was tight, and it was fun, because he's a great performer. And it wasn't all about the dancing, whereas this was basically, let's showcase J-Lo and Shakira's dancing ability, which is cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've in conclusion, it was
pretty
good.
Much.
It was fun. I mean, his halftime performance go, it was great.
Have you ever gone back and watched, like Prince's... halftime performance.
Was it the one where it was raining?
Yeah, he did Purple Rain in the rain.
Yep.
And it had this, like, sick guitar solo. It was, it was so good.
That was good.
Yeah.
Honestly, I mean, with the halftime shows, they're the kind of thing I watch once and I forget about usually.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, except for Katy Perry's Left Shark. Do you know that one?
I do. Yeah.
Okay. That was the most memorable halftime moment, I think. And that was dancing, so maybe it is about the dancing.
I guess so. In conclusion.
Can this be wrapped around Denny's, though? I don't think it can. I was trying to think of a good way to sort of...
I think we gotta, like, have some last bit to wrap it up.
Okay, well...
Let's be creative for a second.
On three.
One.
No, wait, I didn't tell you what to do on three.
Oh.
Let's just start counting. No, I think on three... Should we say something?
I was thinking, like, we say a word and that'll be the final topic of conversation.
What if they're not good words?
Then that's unfortunate.
Okay, we'll do that then.
Okay.
Can we count really slowly?
Sure.
Actually, we probably shouldn't, because it's just a lot of dead air that no one wants. All right, one, two, three. Kilimanjaro!
I got distracted because someone was outside, like, waving.
I know, I saw that. That was really hard. Okay,
this has been crusted stuff.
Yeah, that was a really crusty bit. Usually we like to end on a high busted note.
All right, let's bust something.
All right, what do you want to bust? Chick-fil-A?
Chick-fil-A.
All right, we start with Denny's, we'll end with Chick-fil-A. All
right.
First things first.
What do you order at Chick-fil-A?
Don't they do waffle fries?
They do.
Do you like waffles or waffle fries better?
Waffle. Depends on the time of day.
All right, so what I want is an alternate universe where Chick-fil-A... This has nothing to do with your response. I was like, great, thanks, I don't care. Waffle fries, but instead of waffle fries, they're just waffles. And you get, like, a huge
thing.
It looks like a normal cup. Fry thing, yeah. But it's just really big and it's full of waffles, and they serve it with ketchup. I don't think it would be that bad.
I think it'd be pretty bad.
They actually serve it with special sauce. You familiar with special sauce?
I'm not.
So on a Big Mac, they have special sauce?
That scares me.
It's ketchup, mayo, mustard, pickles, maybe onions, and a bit of sriracha or Frank's Red Hot. It's just like a...
I'm surprised you, like, know... You
no, it's burgers. Burger sauce is a thing. Okay. It's ketchup. It's like Russian dressing plus pickles and then some other stuff.
Okay.
So you put that on your waffles, and then you serve it with your Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Wow.
Honestly, that's not that weird.
It's not
bustings
the weirdest thing. I think you need a big old dollop of like maple syrup on it. For the waffle.
Oh, well, that's just pretty standard. I thought you were going to say for the chicken sandwich, which could be good. Get like a sweet and sour.
We're failing to bust this.
Yeah, we're just making... These are just good food combinations.
Okay.
The obvious solution. Solution here. Take the chicken sandwich, just put it in a bowl of milk.
I was going to say, done. Got any mayo?
No, mayo but tastes mayo good work. On chicken sandwich. Milk, however, would be weird.
It would be weird, but it wouldn't be the weirdest thing.
Strawberry milk? Have you ever had
chocolate mayo?
Chocolate mayo is not good.
No.
But it mostly tastes like mayo. Strawberry milk mostly tastes like milk and nerd candy. You know, have you had nerds?
Yes.
That's what strawberry milk tastes
like. Isn't it just like sugar?
Like. Yeah, what strawberry milk tastes like.
Sugar? It tastes like sugar?
Yes.
Nice.
I think a chicken sandwich dunked in milk, not good.
So in conclusion, our Super Bowl ad is there's going to be a... We're in a dilapidated warehouse.
That's a good word for it.
With
Mickey.
Disheveled Mickey in the back.
Yeah, disheveled.
Eating Mickey. His
He's
Chick-fil-A burger sauce waffle.
In a bowl of milk. And there's corn?
Nah.
I think there's corn.
I think we pass on the corn this time.
I feel
like... We save it for the next episode.
Okay.
He's eating his Chick-fil-A super waffle. A man...
In a suit.
Crab walks across the dilapidated warehouse floor.
Very quickly. But he pauses in the
middle. He pauses, and the text link comes up, and it asks...
Got any mayo? And then he goes on.
And then he leaves.
And then maybe 10 more seconds, and then that's it.
And, well, the song.
Right. Well, there's...
Was the song that we chose?
I was saying Thomas the Tank Engine theme. Roll title card.
This has been Busted Stuff.
Yep.
Thanks for listening.
See you next week.